back with Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. People impacted by contamination from the Manhattan Project have already received millions of dollars through the Radiation Exposure Compensation Act called RECA. I reached out to Dawn Chapman, co-founder of Just Moms STL, for an update.
We had spoken right when the application process opened for people to try to get a share of some of the RECA money. Where do things stand right now?
So we're really happy to report, as of right now, almost $24 million has been paid to St. Louisans impacted by the Manhattan Project by the RECA legislation. So a lot of people are getting their compensation, and boy, is it making a huge difference in their lives.
That seems like that's a lot faster than maybe anyone had anticipated at first.
You know, it is, and we're thrilled about that. But it's also kind of, with the downside, overwhelming the system a bit.
So what do you see happening?
So we see a lot of people applying, and a lot of people, you know, because people are receiving their compensation, their neighbors, their family members, suddenly this program became real. And it is paying out. And so people that might have been reluctant or thought, well, maybe this is, you know, a hoax, maybe it's not a real thing, are finding that it is indeed a real program.
So when it comes to people now trying to get their applications in, and I understand there's quite a deadline for them to do that, right? There's plenty of time to get that in.
There is. They have 2 years, and you know, even after that, our hope is that we all work together to reauthorize it and RECA can stay around for St. Louis for longer. But yes, they do have time. There is no rush. However, the line for getting the documentation they need in order to qualify, that is getting longer. That is taking a lot of time to get those documents so that they then can mail them in.
Do you have any concerns that people might be filing frivolously, that they might not actually have a claim and they're holding things up for people who do have a legitimate claim?
You know, that's a great question. And one of the things we're seeing today, as a matter of fact, is I don't know that they're filing frivolously, but they are getting misinformation a lot of times from ChatGPT and Google AI. And it is actually quite alarming, the misinformation coming out from AI that people are then using because they think they qualify when they actually do not.
Wow. So what kind of false information are people getting that you're hearing about?
So I was actually sitting with my co-founder, Karen, maybe 30 minutes ago, and we were both on our phones typing different questions in, things like, for instance, typing in a question, is renal cancer one of the cancers, is this cancer, and it's given different information. And sometimes it's saying yes when something is truly not included, and sometimes it's alluding to the fact that it might be different zip codes, and it really is alarming. We are just encouraging people to go to the Department of Justice's RECA website. That is where you're going to find the correct information.
Now, I know you've been doing a lot to try to help people navigate this process, and there is a meeting coming up. Tell us what help people will get at that meeting.
So the meeting coming up is for help and just questions about filling out the application. You know, we cannot get you the documents that you need, but we can help you learn where to go for those documents, and we can also help sit with you and understand the questions on the application and what needs to be filled out and what they're actually asking. So that's what we're going to do. We have over 80 people signed up, though, pre-registered for that event, you know, at 6 o'clock at the Bridgeton Trails Library, and walk-ins are welcome, but we do encourage you to register since we already have so many.
Now, if I remember from our initial conversation, some of the documents, you have to make sure you get them in a proper way so that they will be accepted.
That's correct. So these documents have to either be originals or certified copies of originals that have a seal on them. As you can imagine, the federal government just wants to make sure that that's a copy of a real document and not something somebody printed off on their computer. And so, you know, there's a level of proof required with these documents that sometimes it can be a barrier. It can be difficult. But we have resources on our website, RicaMissouriResources.com. You know, they can reach out to us at Just Moms STL, and we can guide them to where they can go to order those documents.
Now, you mentioned the payouts so far. When it comes to the maximum amount, is there any cap on this for people in this region?
So the cap is $50,000 if you are currently ill. That's what you can apply for and receive tax-free. However, if your spouse has passed away or one of your parents has passed away, you are able to apply for them even though they're no longer with us. And the cap on that for somebody that has already passed away is $25,000. And again, it is tax-free. It is being deposited into the accounts. And, you know, a lot of people, as you can imagine, who are currently ill, they're using that money to pay off medical debt or, in many cases, try and extend their life, try and get into additional medical trials that are not covered under insurance, things like that. And so, we just had a person reach out. They were able to pay a large balance on their utility bills.
That's Dawn Chapman, co-founder of Just Moms STL. 21 zip codes across St. Louis City County and St. Charles County on that list of RICA eligible locations. And that meeting tonight again is at Bridgeton Trails Library Branch, 5 until 8 p.m. They are recommending pre-registration.